You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron!
What's going on there, Hitman?
What's up, brother?
Dude, just living the dream, living the life. How about
L-I-V-I-N. That's what I like about those high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age.
Oh, yeah.
All right. How do you rate that as a McConaughey impression? Is that
it's pretty good there.
How would it stack up to the Sean Connery?
I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, your Connery is great. I don't know why you just don't roll with your Schwarzenegger though and just go full tilt on that thing. That thing's awesome.
You think my Schwarzenegger's pretty good? You like my Arnold?
What are you doing here, you idiot?
What are you doing? What are you doing with the microphone? Stop with the microphone. I punch you in the face.
Get down. Dude, it's so fucking funny. The 5-year-old Eddie, he asked me the other day, hey, have you ever seen that movie Predator? And I'm like, yeah, I've seen Predator. It's one of my, one of my favorite action films from the 80s. So we ended up watching Predator the other day, and then he got into like a little Predator 2 and 3. They get a little crazy, I think, down the line, like Predator versus Alien. But I guess it's a new character on the Fortnite game, so he was all interested in that. So we got to watch a little bit of Schwarzenegger, but Eddie was just interested. He just wanted to see the Predator fight. And if you remember in the first film, he doesn't come around for a while. He kind of stays incognito for a bit. But pretty good shit, man. Yeah, your Schwarzenegger's awesome. It's epic.
You know what? It's arcing back to the first Predator. Do you remember Macho Man Randy Savage?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember he's in that movie? I think the best line of the entire movie, he's like, bleed. I ain't got time to bleed.
You sure that was Macho Man Randy Savage? You want to do a fact check on that one real quick?
Yeah, hold on a second. Wait, where would I check that?
I think you meant to say Jesse.
The Body Ventura. Thank you.
There you go.
Thanks for the correction there. You know.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Bleed, I ain't got time to bleed.
If only it were that simple.
Exactly. So, Ronnie,
a
couple things on the agenda today. I know that first and foremost, man, before we get into the formal agenda, I'd like to take a moment, and I'll just take a moment because I know the vast majority of the sports viewing audience, you know the old saying, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around, did it really fall? And that's kind of how, unfortunately, people outside of these parts think about Purdue athletics. But I'll have you know, man, I think we're on the edge of something really great with our Purdue men's basketball program. I don't know if you caught wind of this, but we've rattled off like 4 out of 5 wins, including several against ranked teams. We knocked down Minnesota, finally cracked the top 25, and a historic event has happened, Ron. Okay. Did you know that Purdue is the first team in Big Ten history to have 4 different freshmen win Freshman of the Week honors? Not even the Fab Five pulled that shit off.
Hey, there we go.
How about that? 4 different frosh winning Freshman of the Week honors. Booyah! Awesome.
Hashtag Hail Purdue.
Hashtag Hail Purdue. Hashtag in the top 25. Hashtag 4 scoring threats. I mean, when's the last time we had 4 legitimate scoring threats? Because usually Purdue basketball would play lockdown D and hope 50 points is enough, right? I mean, nobody ever wants to shoot the ball. Now we've got 4 legitimate shooters out there. It's pretty fucking awesome.
It's incredible. I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen more than 2 games yet. So I need to get on that. We've been so tied up in some of these series at home, and so I've been kind of missing these games, but definitely going to be tuning in.
Yeah, you can tune in tonight, by the way, as we sit here on a Tuesday morning. We're on the road at Maryland, tough road game tonight, but listen, man, we're in the top 25, and things are rolling there in Lafayette.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's you know, it's nice for a change, you know, to be on this side of the wins and losses column.
I would agree, although, as I've done many times over the course of my 2 decades of watching Purdue sports, when we lost to fucking Virginia in the Final Four, when all we had, or Final Eight to make the Final Four, when all we had to do was block out on a free throw to get the win.
Yeah.
It was literally like being shot in the chest, man. I swore right then and there that I was never going to watch another Purdue game, but here I am.
That was horrible. That was like the Steve Bartman interference.
Totally.
Play almost.
Totally.
You know, which, just to reference this, I don't really blame Steve for the Cubs, you know, falling out that game, and but that's just how it felt. I was at that game, at the Bartman game.
Were you?
And I was at the game. I was sitting up in the nosebleeds, almost like next to the press box, like way tucked, horrible, horrible seats, but way up in the corner. So I was way back there where if I turned around, I think I was either the last row or the second to last row in that section where I could just look out onto Clark, and I could see the crowds forming and the police there, like on horses and ready for this huge riot about to happen if we won. And I remember, you know, you're just giving high fives to everybody. And we were down to 5 outs. 5 outs. So every time we got another out, you'd give that many high fives. So we were down to five high fives. And then, you know, I'm up there. So I think it's the 200 section. So you can't really see the outfield because you're under an overhang. And Moises Alou is playing left. And the ball gets hit out there. And, you know, in that section, they have the TV screens where you could see the plays, like what's going on in the field.
Sure.
So they're showing that, and they showed it one time, like one replay, just so you could just see Steve Bartman touching the ball and then Moises' reaction. And at that moment, all the screens went black because I think they knew, oh, shit, we got to protect this guy. But from that moment, we went from just incredible electric energy at the ball field
to fear and panic, right?
To you could hear the ball hitting the catcher's mitt. It was just like you went from a party to a funeral,
yeah,
in a matter of seconds. Because right after that, I believe Florida got a hit through the shortstop, and then a run scored. And then
there's an error there by Moise.
Yeah, there's an error.
Yes, an error along the way.
So, not to get too off topic, but that's what we're used to watching.
Yeah,
nice to flip the script and get to the other side of that.
That's true. Now, I'll say, are you sure about your whereabouts on that particular game? Because if memory serves, if you look closely at the tape, I could have sworn that as Bartman reaches his arm out, I could have sworn you were right behind him reaching as well, but you couldn't quite get there, and Bartman just edged out your mitt. Was that not you? I could have...
Well, you know, I don't want to get too far into this, but I might have been sitting right behind him. In fact, he was wearing headphones, so he wasn't really paying attention. And I was the one tapping on my shoulder, going, "You gonna get that? You got dibs. Go ahead, go." And he was like, "No,
you get it, you get it, you get it."
And if you watch closely, I literally pick him up by the belt loop of his
lead
jeans,
him forward, yeah,
and push him forward, yeah. And I also stole his beer while he was in the middle of all that. So,
so you're kind of
he was none the wiser.
You're kind of the man behind Bartman.
Well, I stand behind him now, and you know, actually, the guy did get a World Series ring for that 2016 win. So good for him. Good that the Cubs kind of mended things with this guy.
Yeah,
because he's been through hell.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, man. Other than that, sports related news, I know that you had texted me the other day. And I just got to say, just a moment of bravery on your part to table this particular topic. I know it's something that you've personally dealt with most of your life. And I think it's just really noble that you're coming on the airwaves and just sort of putting it out there. And it has to do with penis enlargement, right?
Oh, okay.
I know it's an issue that you've dealt with. You know, let's call it a little problem you've had pretty much your entire life. It's well documented.
Right.
And so I think it's just it's real honest of you to want to bring it up and talk about it.
Penis! Mom! Penis! Big fucking erect penis, Mom!
I don't know exactly what you wanted to get into in this respect, but I know that you said you wanted to have a chat about it. And, listen, I'm here for you, man. What do you want to get into on it?
Well, first of all, can you just define what you mean when you say well documented?
Well, I just,
how well documented are we talking
here? I just think across inner circles and, you know, in hushed tones across dorm rooms and fraternities that, you know, it's been kind of common knowledge that, you know, you're a little guy, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and you're saying fraternities with a plural. So you're saying I've been walking nude in not just our fraternity, but other fraternity houses.
Well, you know how,
and it's been spoken about.
I think it's a subject of lore and kind of almost urban myth that, you know, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Okay, interesting. Okay. All right, and so you've come up with something to battle this, or you have some kind of product that you're endorsing now.
Well, I think. Broadly speaking, I think we wanted to talk about the industry, right? The male enlargement, penis enlargement, Viagra industry, if we want to like break that down a little bit.
Okay.
Where would you like to begin?
Well, what I would say is, if this is going to go where I think you want it to go, that we should start with some before and after pictures. So if you're telling me that you found some miracle drug or pill, or then I'm more than happy to drop trow, and we could do a before pick. You know, in the interest of science here, we're not being dirty or anything like that. We'll post them obviously online for everyone to see, and then we'll do the after, and then we'll be a testimony, and then I think at some point we could monetize this idea because it might be worth a buck or two.
Well, now there's a couple different ways we can go about it, and as I'm, you know, deep into the Two Guys One Podcast research facilities here, you could go with the pills, right? Penis enlargement pills that are calling card as they increase your girth and weight, right?
Or
your weight,
the heftiness, okay.
Or one of the things that I think appeals probably most to you, in the sense that it's a little bit more intense, I guess is the word, than the pills, is the Theragun Elite Smart Percussive Therapy Massager, which is essentially a pump that's
a mouthful.
Yeah, it's basically a pump that hooks on and by way of a suction effect, you know, does its thing over time, I guess. That one retails for $400.
Only $400.
I wish you could see a picture of this thing. It looks really intense. And so I guess ultimately what we're saying here is, you know, if we want to do a full experiment, we're going to have to get a before and after. I personally, you know, kind of have some boundaries on how far I'll go on this research project. I personally don't necessarily want to see the before and after, but maybe you could, like, you know, share the dimensions.
Well, I mean, you and I are friends. I think you've probably seen the before at one point, haven't you? We showered together.
It wasn't memorable.
Well, let me tell you something. Just so people know, when I say we've showered together, when we lived in the fraternity, we had open showers. So there was just like a room, kind of like a prison, I guess, prison-type setting, where there was like 6 or 8 shower heads in one big room. So we all jumped in there.
Was it?
We all lathered up.
Was it like a prison? I mean, do you remember being nervous like you would be in a prison setting going into
the shower? Well, I hung on to my soap. Let's put it that way. Soap on a rope. I wore that shit around my neck. But this definitely was before the time where shaving was cool, right? We all had our 70s
Bush show,
jobs back then.
For sure.
Yeah.
Wait, is that cool now?
Shaving?
Yeah.
I think you want to, you know, be tidy down there.
Oh, I didn't get that memo.
If you want to go, I don't know what you call it, the Kojak style or the Brazilian. Or
I didn't get that memo.
You can. Yeah, it feels good.
What about Viagra?
So I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to name names here. I have a really good friend, one whom I love and respect, and he reached out to me. He's been having, you know, as men do at a certain age, he's been having some issues, and he has been, you know, using some of these pills, and with great, what should I say, results, I guess.
What are the cold, hard facts?
I guess the cold, hard facts are that they work very well.
Get right to the point.
Well, I'm not him, so I don't know exactly how
look, don't stiffen
difficult
up. Just
a time
it
he
me.
Was having. I'm gonna blast to the point right now. Apparently, that they work very well. Not only the wife enjoys them as well. Rekindled their love life and all that good shit. So
that's rock
I'd
solid.
Say if you need that stuff, you got to use it. And there may be a time where I turn to that as well, you know? Luckily for right now, though, I'm okay on my own. But
listen, man.
You know, I'm approaching 50.
Not really. You still got a little,
that's about
a little
the time.
Bit of a ramp. You're still on the climb, my brother.
I mean, I'm not, you know, it's nice to know that there's something out there if you need it, really.
You know, there's this, there's this joke. There's this old, like, 85-year-old fisherman, right? Yeah. And his wife had passed away. He's out fishing one day, and he sees a frog in the bottom of his fishing boat. And the frog looks up at him, and he says, "Mister, pick me up." So the fisherman picks up the frog, and the frog says, "I'm actually a beautiful seductress that's had a curse placed on me. If you just kiss me on the top of my head, I'll turn into this beautiful, voluptuous woman, and I'll serve your every possible wish for the rest of your life." So the fisherman looks at the frog. He puts it in the front of his pocket. And the frog goes, "What are you doing?" He's like, "At my age, it's much cooler just to have a talking frog."
That's a great punchline.
Well, here's the thing about just going back to Viagra, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Not knowing the inner workings of it, what happens if you take it and it doesn't go away, right? You're just walking around with the fucking hard on for hours on end or what?
Well, you know, my wife is in the medical field, and it's actually no fucking joke. If you take too many and it doesn't go away for a certain amount of hours,
you got a coat rack.
You will lose your manhood.
What do you mean?
I mean, it cannot stay engorged in blood for over a certain amount of time. If it does, it's not. It's going to have to get removed.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. It's no fucking joke. So, I mean, it's one thing to take it for sport or to take it for, you know, whatever. I mean, I have friends that don't need it and they take it as well just because they want to, you know, go all night or they're going to have a special weekend, whatever the fuck it is. But no, I think there's been cases where guys have like taken, you know, too many and they've walked in with this, you know, this massive hard on that won't go away no matter what he does. And it's like, sorry, buddy, it's not good news.
What do they do to like get rid of it? Show you like pictures of granny porn or like, I mean,
no, they fucking cut it off.
God, man, that sounds awful. And by the way, can I just say as a sidebar, I don't know about you, the notion of going all night is not compelling at all. That doesn't sound like any fun at all. I think a good solid 5 minutes is plenty.
Yeah, and can we also just say, if we are going to do this sponsorship thing, I think $400 should be waived.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, you're going to have extreme... makeover here, penis edition.
Extreme penis makeover.
And if this thing really, really did what it said it's going to do, they'd be giving these things away left and right. So I, first of all, don't believe it, but, you know, for the sake of the show and our friendship and all that is holy and true in this world, we need to tackle this thing.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you, our listening audience won't be able to see, but I'm going to show you a picture of this thing, and you tell me if... okay. You're willing to jump right into the frying pan on this. Hold on a second. Tell me what you think of this thing.
Alrighty.
I think you're going to be pretty amazed. What I'm pulling up on screen for Ron to look at is the previously mentioned pump. The pump. I guess the actual name of it is the Theragun Elite. Okay?
Okay.
So let's have you take a look here and see if you agree that this is something you want to get involved with. Let me share my screen. we'll cut this part out, obviously.
I mean, is this any different than your standard bicycle pump?
You see?
Because I've got two of those. Okay, so let me describe what I'm looking at here. This is the right photo?
Yes, it is.
All right, so if you can imagine a... So it's a triangle, and it's I'd say it's dark charcoal gray color. Looks like it's a pretty good, like a handle-sized triangle. And then on one end, there's some kind of contraption sticking out of the side of it. I don't know where the this is confusing. It doesn't. I don't see where this is going to work or how it works.
Well, at the bottom, you see the suction cup, right?
Yeah, there's a suction cup, it looks like.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like it's very... it's not elongated. It's just like a tip.
Listen, I didn't design the thing. I'm just telling you what it proposes it will do. I guess you're going to have to roll up the old sleeves or drop the trowel and give it a whirl.
I don't think this is the right photo. I can see you've got about 1,000 tabs open on different kinds of mail, which is very interesting as to why this subject popped into your head. But we're going to leave that alone.
Oh, shit.
Very interesting. So, listen, speaking of sponsors, Brian.
Yes.
I think it was known that as we began the show that one of my jobs was to go out there and to find some sponsorship for us. And at this point of the show, I'd like to tell you that I've found a sponsor.
Whoa. Hey now. Welcome, Apple. What's up? Hello, Apple. Nice. They got the iPod, the iPad. Nice.
Hold on. This is where you say, now a word from our sponsor.
Oh, now a word from our sponsor.
Thank you, Brian.
Anytime you're ready. Go ahead.
Let me tell you about this new company. They're called Everlasting Comfort.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound great?
It sounds very comfortable, and it sounds permanent. Yes. I'm in already.
So what I've been struggling with, aside from obviously the penis situation, as you mentioned, is during these winter months, right? We have the air on at nighttime to warm the home like everyone else. And, you know, I'm dry as hell. I wake up so dry, I can barely breathe. Same with my wife. My 12-year-old, he's been having like bloody noses waking up. So we need a humidifier. We found one from Everlasting Comfort. Okay, we're going to put a link on Two Guys, One Podcast Instagram, as well as my personal Instagram, 20% off discount code for anyone that goes on there and purchases one of these humidifiers. It's so great. It's something that you probably don't think about. If you sleep with a humidifier, then you know how awesome it is, how good it feels. When you do this thing has three different settings, has a nightlight. It's small, it's compact, can probably fit in your nightstand. And it does the job. 10 out of 10, Everlasting Comfort humidifier. Check out the Instagram page. Get yourself 20% off. Back to you.
Nice, man. I can't wait to get some Everlasting Comfort and tackle those dry winter months where the house is just dry as fuck.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Thanks, Everlasting Comfort. We're glad to have you on board. And
absolutely.
Let's look at you, Ron, bringing in sponsors, man.
It's what I do. I'm out there.
Does that mean, is that going right to our bottom line?
Sure.
Nice. Because we're in pretty deep at the moment. The accounting team has been really pushing me on this.
Well, I think that Christmas party that you threw was a little overboard this year. I think you probably should have thought about that before you rented that yacht.
Yeah, the yacht was one thing. Probably could have done without the lobster tails. Maybe.
Yeah, the 1 pound lobster tails. We had the Y store opening up for U2.
Yeah.
Which was nuts.
U2 was great though, weren't they?
Well, I prefer the Y store. U2 was fine.
U2 is all right.
U2 needs to play. I mean, they have to play for an arena.
Yeah.
You know, I like my guys up on stage, couple dudes. Give me some of that great music, some of those great riffs I'm missing.
It's a little bit
some good lyrics.
I think you agree is a little awkward when the Edge was taking photocopies of his junk on the company Xerox machine.
Well, that was a total dare. Someone dared him to do it. I think they were doing aftershock shots right before that. And then, yeah, Edge's junk is pinned all around the yacht afterwards.
Yeah, they're playing slap and
it was
tickle.
Funny because just like the Edge, his junk wears a little beanie.
Yeah. Well, good stuff, man. Well, we covered a lot of ground here, Ron. I mean, we covered male enhancement. We're going to get you on the trial there. And looking forward to, I guess I wouldn't say looking forward. That would be probably an incorrect characterization of the future of this project. But I guess we'll all be lying in wait to see what kind of results you get.
How often do you want me to send you dick pics?
0 times a week.
So, and when I send them, would you like a flaccid state or an erect state, or do you want both?
Actually, what you could do is just, you know how you can kind of Photoshop your photos in your iPhone, right? Just,
I don't know anything about that, but okay, go ahead.
What you just put a completely, like a completely black filter over it, so I won't be able to see essentially any of it. That would be the ideal situation.
But how do you know I'm not lying? That's the only problem, if you can't see the real thing.
Yeah, it's true. I'm gonna take a leap of faith here.
Maybe I could send them to someone else.
You know, I think I'm ultimately sure? Okay to be in the dark on this.
I think there needs to be maybe like a medium here, someone else that could take a look at them and then just like reply to you, you know, like an in-between, like a little buffer.
Yeah, okay. I'm good with that. Let's find...
Do you have anyone in mind?
Well, let's open it up. Anybody out there who wants to step up?
Anyone that listens to this that wants to be the buffer...
Get a hold of us. Hit us up at Two Guys Receive.
Receive many, many dick pics. And I'm going to be legit. I'm not going to put filters on them. I'm going to go straight, direct sunlight. I'll probably go outside my backyard and just do it there. And we're going to see. We're going to document this thing. But, I mean, you know, just let me know when I can expect this thing in the mail. I definitely don't want the kids opening this thing by mistake.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep you posted on the tracking. I'm going to get a hold of Therabody and let them know that... We're interested in the Theragun Elite.
Okay, great. And would you say that we can expect free shipping and handling on this thing?
For sure. I don't know about the handling, as we talked about before.
It's that sticky.
The shipping,
situation.
Yes. The handling, we're probably going to have to.
It's a damn
put
handling.
The fucking handling. We're going to have to do something on the handling. Leave that with me. You know, you brought in the sponsor this week. I'm going to see what I can do with
Everlasting Comfort.
Everlasting Comfort. Thank you. I'm going to see what I can do with Therabody, and we'll regroup on this next week, man. This will be a developing story.
All right. Sounds great.
So that's it here for us here at 2G1P.
We're out. See ya.
It's Two Guys, One Podcast.